Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you again for tuning in this weekend. Today's video is about something we hear about all the time. We get a lot of applications for one-on-one consultations. We do for free. And if you want one, go to the webpage at goodguystogreatmen.com and fill out the application. It may sound a lot like the ones we get every day, the ones that sound like, I want my wife back. I want her to respect me again. I want to quit feeling like I'm two ships passing in the night with her. I want to feel like I'm her lover and not her roommate. I feel like I've been put in the roommate zone, right? And so when we talk to guys for the very first time who are saying things like this, that they want their confidence back, they want their swagger, they want her desire and the attraction back, and to stop feeling like a roommate, we always ask them, well, when was the last time that you didn't feel this way? When was the last time where you were something other than a roommate? And we always hear the same story. I've got the same story, right? The first year you met, you were kind of a rock star. You were a little mysterious. You were not her best friend. You were not her roommate. You were not the guy who moved the piano or cut the grass or paid the bill. You were the guy from across the room who kind of looked kind of cool. You were mysterious. You were funny. You were smart. You were cute. You were ironic. You were surprising. You were unpredictable. You were other. The word other is something I'm going to use in this video because it is the other that every woman wants to feel when she's in a romantic relationship. She wants to feel something other than a friend, other than a roommate, other than the domestic partner who turned out to be you after years of marriage, of mowing the grass, paying the bills, and just raising kids and living life. We get stuck. We men get stuck into thinking that we were once other and we felt really good about ourselves. We're very attractive and very desirable. And then we turned into something else. We turned into just the husband. I'm the husband. She's the wife. These are the kids. And here's the dog. Right? And when you turn into that, you automatically become a candidate for the friend zone with your own wife. You become a candidate for feeling like a roommate. And it is the other that you really want. It's the other that she wants. It's the other that she may be talking to in Facebook or having some emotional affair with. And we hear about those all the time too. Emotional affairs and friends at work and work husbands and things like that are guys who represent the other to her. And you know what I'm talking about. You know what the other is too. When you see the other, someone who's not your wife who catches your eye, the other, it's called polarity. And part of your responsibility, if you want to stop feeling like a roommate and stop showing up as two ships passing in the night or feeling like you've been friend zoned, you need to change your mojo. You need to go back to a guy that you were before when you were other, less predictable, less agreeable, right? More surprising, more spontaneous, more decisive. And that's the other. And this is where guys get stuck, because when you start feeling the fear of a marriage that's sliding away, becoming that guy again doesn't make any sense. You think you need to get closer, be more of a husband, have more long drawn out conversations, have more logical arguments about what you have to do to make her like you again. Believe me, those are all rat holes and you want to avoid them at all cost. Do something surprising. Be something surprising. You'll have to lose the fear of what might happen if you start becoming more independent, more mysterious, more unpredictable, and more focused on yourself and what makes you laugh, and what makes you cry, and what makes you excited, and what makes you enthusiastic, what makes you want to jump out of bed in the morning. That's the other. When you become that for yourself, you become interesting to everybody and probably her too. Now, it won't happen overnight. We can tell you this. When guys do turn their marriages around by becoming something other than what they've been, it takes a little while. And sometimes it takes a coach, right? That's what we do. If you want coaching or just a free consultation to talk about what the other might sound like, there is a way to be more surprising, more creative, more of a leader, and just more of the other that everybody craves. So why don't you go to the website at goodguystogreatmen.com, check out the contact page, and fill out the application. Me or one of the six other certified coaches will give you a call or send you an email, and we'll schedule a call. And these are not like 15-minute teaser calls. These are full, hour-long, deep coaching calls to help you. If you don't walk away from one of these calls going, holy crap, that was the best thing I've done in like 10 years. Some guys say it's the best hour they've spent compared to 10 years of therapy. So I really want you to start thinking about connecting with another tribe of men, a tribe of men who knows what it's like to be the other and to get out of the rut of feeling like you're just a house husband, just a roommate, right? Or being friend zoned by your wife. I hope that helps you this weekend, brother. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.